Like to open your Bibles up this morning to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter is where we'll be reading from today. And while you pray for us for a few moments of time, that God would just take his word and use it, that it would go out and bring comfort and strength to each and every one of us today, and help us with the things that we've been bearing this past week and the things that we will be bearing in this coming week as well, because we don't know what we may face tomorrow. We may have thought yesterday was hard, but as we go into this coming week, we don't know what awaits us. But we do know this: God's grace is sufficient for each and every one of us this morning. Reading one verse in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 7. Because I believe this is what we need to do, all of us, on this Sunday morning. He says in verse 7 that casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. Just that one verse today. And he's given, in this passage of scripture in this 5th chapter, starting here, he's given commands to Christians how we're supposed to work with one another, care for one another. And in all of that, that he says that we ought to humble ourselves, that the Lord might be able to exalt us in due time. And then he said that we ought to cast all of our cares upon him, for he careth for you. And he's given us the summary in verse 8, why we should be that in that manner. Because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But he tells us the summary in verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Amen. I'd like to bring to you a message entitled today, Your Cares Are His Cares. Every care we have in this world, God knows all about. And he said here in his instruction that we ought to cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you and I. Some folks may think God don't know everything that I'm going through. There is not one thought that you have that God doesn't know about. There is not one care that you have upon your mind and your heart today. Some of you that come in here with bad news from the doctors, and you just don't know what you're going to do. The future looks so bleak. And even at times that we try to tell others what's on our heart, the care that we have and everything that's going on in our life, and we just can't find the words to even share with a brother or sister or with a friend. But there is one in heaven that knows everything about you this morning. He knows your brokenness. He knows your concern. He knows all about your fear, as he talked about that in these scriptures, for tomorrow and what lies ahead. But he said that the God of grace is going to stop by, and he will give us, make us perfect, establish and strengthen and settle us. Because as a child, that when their hearts are broken, all it takes is for them to get up in mom or dad's lap and have them put their arms around them and establish them and strengthen them and settle them. And then they're right back up to playing without a care in the world. How many of you can witness this morning for us that there's been times when your cares were so high and God took you up in His arms and He settled you to the point that where you knew everything was going to work out according to God's plan. Not my plan or your plan, but according to God's plan. And sometimes we question God's plan because we look at it and say, but God, You know. You know my heart and You know my mind and You know that I just can't make it if this situation doesn't change. God saying, you can't make it, but you and I together, we can do all things through Christ Jesus our Lord who strengthens us. God cares about you this morning. We live in a world that don't care much for, especially old time, old fashioned, born again children of God. They don't care much for us because we believe, we preach, and we teach that sin is wrong and God is right. Amen? They don't care much for us because we're holy rollers, hard shell Baptists that still stand by the Word of God. But I believe with all my heart that God knows exactly what we're going through, and He knows that if we will stand firm upon His Word and keep preaching and teaching His Word, that everything is going to come to fruition and prove that God is still God and that He cares for each and every one of us. We've all had our heartaches, amen? We've had our share of sorrow. We've gone through things in the past that we thought would surely kill us. Things that would just overwhelm us. Maybe even drive us to the point of a nervous breakdown. But Brother Jeff, at that time when I felt so low, Rachel, I could feel the presence of an almighty God put His arms around me and say, your cares are my cares. Cast your every burden upon me, for I am meek and lowly. He will take our burdens and become our burden bearer. God loves you so much today that He allowed His only begotten Son to die on a cross just for you and just for me, to show us how much He cared. And folks, the Bible says that there is no greater love than the love that a man would lay down his life for his brother. You and I are God's children this morning. As much as we care one for another, God cares more for us. When we think that nobody understands what I'm going through, we serve a God that's been through everything that we've been through. He knows all about our heartaches, our sorrows, our fears, and He even knows about those things that lift us up and get us excited. You see, in a world in which we live in today that is so dismal, a world that is so broken, and at times I hear another news flash and I think, Brother Ray, it just can't get any worse. And then I remember God was there in eternity past, and He brought all the children to the point to where we are today. And He'll still be here tomorrow because He cares for us. You see, somebody, and I can't even recall where the question came from. I was asked this week, where is the origination of God? And I said, in my answer, God has always been. And there never was a time that He was not God. And He cared for our forefathers. You know why He brought the children of Israel out from underneath bondage? Because He cared for them. Amen. You know why? He said angels, no doubt, to shut the lion's mouth when Daniel was down there in the den of lions. It's because he cared for him. You know why he brought Jonah out of the depths of the sea? Because he had disobeyed God. But even in his disobedience, God still cared for him, and he brought him out of there. Amen. God cared for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when the king cast them into the fiery furnace. He cared so much that, look at this, church, he joined them in the midst of the fire. Hallelujah. He cared that much for them. He cared so much that he allowed his son to come as a babe in a manger without a place to even lay his head, and to live a life that was perfect, and then to watch him be crucified because he cared for you and I. But I can't leave him in the tomb this morning, church. He cared so much that he gave him the power that Jesus said, I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to raise it back up. And on the third and appointed morning, praise God, he got up. Not because of just victory for him, but his victory is our victory, church. Because if the testator is not alive, his testimony is none of effect. But praise God, we serve a living God today. He said to cast our cares upon him. Not the deacons, not the pastor, but to cast them upon him. How many of you know God loves you? How many of you know on a Sunday morning that God cares about every bit of your life? Oh, this is wonderful this morning, Ron. God knows every hair on your head. I'm trying to slow down. For him to know that much detail about you and I, to know, Brother Jack, exactly how many hairs we have, is phenomenal to think that not only does he know that, but he knows everything in your life. He knows everything going on in your mind right now. There's some of you this morning that you think that nobody knows, and maybe even nobody cares. I've come to tell you, God knows and God cares. And I wish our people that are out there taking the bottle or the syringe and trying to end their life knew that there is somebody that cares for them as well as all of the little children that's being murdered across the land. God cares about them. God cares about all of us today because we are his creation. God cares about you this morning. Sometimes we think, oh, somebody else. Somebody else needs the touch of God worse than I. You ever had that thought? When I heard about Tara's daddy's prognosis, I thought, Lord, I know you can heal him. With your husband and with Brother Scotty. With all these, with your mother, Sister Ruby and Sister Ruby Yates, and we just got so many that's on our minds. I thought, God, I know you're still on the throne. You're still able to speak a word and show them how much you care for them and their soul. But then the thought come to me that there's a day every one of us is going to leave this world. Amen. There's a day we're all going to leave. Sometimes we think, God, would you just do me a special miracle and touch them? But I believe sometimes God says, I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to take away all the pain and suffering. I'm not going to let them lay in that bed of affliction. But I'm going to give them a brand new glorified body and bring them home to be with me, where there'll be no more pain or sorrow. Church, we ought to be shouting on a Sunday morning knowing that heaven is going to fix everything that is wrong with this world today. I believe the greatest way you could show somebody you care is by showing them how much you love them. Amen? How much you love them. And God showed us how much He loves you and I. God don't want to see us with broken hearts, but yet love causes that. God cares for you. He cares for you and you. And how many of us have been through situations where we thought, oh, this is more than I'm able to bear. But then, Sister Debbie, we felt the presence of God. How many of you have ever felt His arms around your shoulders? Sometimes, Brother Ron, I felt like I feel Him just pick me up in my brokenness and restore me and put me back together and say, now you can go on your way. You say, you must be awful weak. Folks, there's times we all have been where we felt like we had lost all strength. And nobody really cared about us. Nobody really cares of what I'm going through. Some of us feel like we live in a silo that is just us against the world. But I want you to look around you this morning. You've got brothers and sisters that care about you. You got a church that cares about you, but most of all, we've got a God in heaven that cares about each and every one of us. I like that word where He said, not just strengthen us, but settle us. And I hear that song, and He whispers sweet peace to me. But Roger, I'm in the midst of a major storm. But He whispers sweet peace to me. But Roger, I'm in a position right now to where I don't understand what's going on. And He whispers sweet peace to me because He cares about you. He cares about you. He cares about all that you're going through. And for those that right now your life seems like it's going pretty good, He cares for you also, because He knows about the storm that the devil is brewing against you. Because He put this in there. It's not by coincidence this verse, Brother Ray, is stuck. Verse number 5 is stuck right there in the middle of His commands to us as children of God. He said, but be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. How many of you are watching because you know the devil is working? And I say this often, but I'm going to say it one more time. Every time the phone rings, I wonder what kind of bad news is coming. Because the devil is trying to tear us apart. He'll even make church folk, born again people, believe that God don't care for you. And every time he comes after me with that, you know what I do? I take him back to that little house that had been converted to a church on that Saturday night when I bowed my head and my heart and asked God to save me. And you know what? The devil can tell me all kinds of lies. He can say, you're no good at this and you're no good at that. You failed. You're a miserable failure. And he can tell you that you're not a good preacher. You're not a good pastor. You're not a good church member. But one thing he can't tell me is that I have not been born again. again because I was there when it happened, and I know what happened at an old-fashioned altar when I bowed my head, because somebody that cared for me more than mom and dad or brother and sister called me out from sin, saved my soul, and made me a fit subject for heaven. All those other things, I have to say, you're right. But when he comes to that point, I have to say, devil, you are a liar. I'm saved by the grace of God, and I will die believing God is real. He saved me, and I'm going to heaven when this life comes to an end. Because he cares for me. All your cares. Let me find a closing place this morning. Not just some of your cares. Did you catch that? Casting all your care upon him. It's hard to do. It's hard for us to surrender all that we're carrying unto God. It's hard for us to just lay it all aside. But church, I've been in services where moms and dads would come to the altar and they would cast all their care upon the Lord. Then Brother Ron, you know what would happen? They'd get up, maybe some of them right there at the altar. They began to praise the Lord. Some of them began to shout. Some of them would take a Holy Ghost dancing fit. Yeah. So you say, Roger, watch it. You're in a Baptist church. I'm in a Baptist church, but we believe in following the Spirit of God, and whatever God lays on our hearts, that's what we ought to do. Because they cast it all on the Lord, they got up with joy, and the Lord had quietened them to where all that care. It wasn't that they still didn't have those burdens, but they didn't allow those burdens to take over their life. Help me close. You see, we can become so obsessed that we allow the devil to make us not even fit for ourselves. Or we can let the Lord quieten us, strengthen us, and give us the endurance we need for the road that is ahead of us. He cares for us today. He cares for you and all that you are going through. And if you've never trusted the Lord as your Savior, I don't know how you make it. And I'm just trying to be open with you this morning. I don't know how you make it through this world with all of its troubles and trials. Because you see, I have a refuge. I have a place that I can run to, and I can hide in the cleft of the rock. My rock is Jesus Christ. And he protects me, and he takes care of me. Well, Rob and Sharon, get us a song this morning. I wonder how many of us are willing to cast all our care upon the Lord. All of it. Because our cares become his cares. He cares so much for you and I. There's never been a time that he didn't care for us. Your cares are his cares. He hears your cry. And Tara and I and Beck sing a song every once in a while. Your cries have awoken the master. They're talking about when he was on the ship. But he don't have to be woke up today. Praise God. He's always awake, listening for you and I to come before him to cast our cares. And what did he say that we ought to do? He said we ought to come boldly unto him and cast all our care upon the Lord. While they sing a verse of a song, I pray for you. You know, I said there's so many other things that's going on, and there are. I'm not able to mention them all. I'm not able to remember all the things that's going on in so many lives. But this I know. There's not one name that has escaped the ear of God. He's heard your prayer this morning. He's heard your cry. And I believe what you felt in your heart today is that care that God has for you. How many of you felt His sweet Holy Spirit pass by your way today? That's Him showing how much He cares for you. Nobody will ever care for you like God. He cares for you this morning. This altar is open. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. You follow your heart today.
Sitting down, yes, at the feet of the Master.
Follow your heart today. God has spoken to you. Would you cast your care on Him this morning? Give it to God. Say, Lord, help me.
Said, who can help this man as they grew closer?
Yes.
Found that God.
Listen to that song. Listen at it.
God can turn doubt,
yes,
into blessing.
Hallelujah.
Assurance.
Yes.
He can.
Cast all your care on Him, for He careth for you. He cares for you.
So if you're wandering,
He wants to hear from you and help you with your burdens. If you'll just let Him. Yes. God can. Sing on, Sharon. That's a beautiful song.
Pressing through the crowd to touch Him. For she had heard of His work throughout the land. So in her she reached for His garment, and with one touch she proclaimed that God can.
Amen. God can.
Oh, God can turn doubt into blessed assurance.
He cares for you this morning. Have you followed your heart today?
So if you're wondering who to turn to when you need help, and man can't,
yes,
answer.
Do you know Him this morning as your Savior?
Can God?
The altar is open. If God has spoke to your life, just follow your heart. Can we have one verse of "Just As I Am"? There's folks that need to move this morning. Folks that just need to let go and give it to God. And say, Lord, this is bigger than I am. You know, there's many of us that have to admit there's been times that the devil's defeated us in life. When we thought that we were strong enough to carry it and we don't need no help. But after a while, we become so worn down and so broken that we just waiting for God's Spirit to move by. And when it did, we went and we prayed and found that we should have given it to God a long time ago instead of holding on for ourselves. While they sing this one verse, I ask you today, would you just let go and give it to God? Let Him change your life. Bless them today. Anybody else that'd like to come? Some of you ladies gather in and pray with these in their brokenness. Anybody else that would like to take that step today? Give it to God. And let God do His work. Because He cares for you and I. Yes. Lord, we thank you. I pray everyone has followed your heart today. And I'm glad I came out on a snowy, icy, slick morning to the house of God. Yes. Yeah. Oh, let's do remember Sister Mary. If I tell you, if there's a family that's been through it, they have. And we certainly need to remember them in our prayers. All hearts and minds clear today. Has everybody followed the Lord? If you haven't, I pray that you'll find somewhere to make an altar and call upon Him. For those that's traveling north, you be careful. I think this is where God's put you. It's good to have y'all with us, all joking aside. And we invite you to come back and be with us each and every time we can. And you, young lady that come today, we invite all of you to come back and be with us each and every time you can. And if you've not made God a priority, you ought to. You ought to, because He is worthy to be praised from each and every one of us this morning. I love you. And let me say this and we'll close. I care about you. Amen. I want you to tell some folks before you leave here this morning that you care about them, you love them, and if there's anything we can do to help, just call me. And say it like you mean it. Would you do that? Because I believe that we ought to show that kind of love one toward another. God bless you. Have a great week. Be careful in your travels. Yes, go ahead. Yeah. All right. So have a great week. We love you today.